Matthews Roofing, Raise the Roof Game Highlights. Your Raise the Roof Game Highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is now the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing, quality, integrity, customer care, serving Chicagoland since 1934. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes got going, as Coach Fitzgerald just said to Ted. They got off to a great start offensively. They took the opening kickoff, starting for their own 26-yard line. They hit on the very first play an 8-yard gain for Arlen Bruce on a jet sweep. Then Caleb Johnson, an 18-yard run, as Petrus connected 15 yards to Sam Laporta down to the Northwestern 33. They eventually got down to the Northwestern 9, where they faced 3rd and 2. And the running back was stopped for a loss of 2 yards, forcing a field goal try. And Drew Stevens connected from 29 yards out. And that gave Iowa a fast 3-0 lead. After a Northwestern punt, the Hawkeyes started from their own 41. And this time, they drove to a touchdown. Caleb Johnson from 6 yards out initially ruled a touchdown. But then on replay, they ruled him down inside the one. So it took one more snap, and this time Petrus scored on a quarterback sneak from a yard out. It was 10-0 Iowa with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. As the quarter ended, it looked like the Cats had something going. Starting from their own 25, quarterback Brendan Sullivan connected for 17 yards to tight end Marshall Lang to the Northwestern 37 on the last play of the first quarter. They would reach the Iowa 22-yard line before a holding call, followed by a sack, followed by a 9-yard loss when Sullivan slipped, would force a punt. And the Cats pinned the Hawkeyes back deep in their own end, the 8-yard line. But they would put a scoring drive together, 85 yards in 15 plays, using almost 7 minutes. Stevens, a 24-yard field goal to make it 13-0 with 2:45 to go into the half. And after the Cats went 3 and out, and punted the ball to the Hawkeyes, they got the ball at midfield with 90 seconds to go in the first half. With time winding down, they would get it down to the Northwestern 6-yard line. Petrus in the shotgun. Snap to Spencer Petrus. Fires left side of the end zone. Fingertip grab. Touchdown. And Luke Lachey, the backup tight end, with his second career touchdown catch for the sophomore. And the Hawkeyes find the end zone with 22 seconds left in the first half of play. It is 19-0. And with the extra point, 20-0, the Wildcats had a couple of snaps at the end of the half. One of them pass intercepted by the Hawkeyes on the last play of the half. So it was 20-0 at the half. Third quarter got underway. Wildcats drove from their own 25 to near midfield where they punted, pinning the Hawkeyes back on their own 20, and Iowa went 3 and out for the first time, and Torrey Taylor's punt was shanked, traveled only 12 yards, setting the Cats up at the Iowa 34. From there, Brendan Sullivan would move the Cats down the field. Eventually, they came up 4th and goal at the 1, and Sullivan found a new target. 4th and goal. Cats have converted 2 fourth downs. Nyro split right. Sullivan in the shotgun. On 4th down, a goal to go. Fakes the handoff. Throws end zone. Caught by Olgis. Touchdown. His first 2 catches on this drive, and that one a touchdown on 4th and goal. And the Wildcats get on the board with 6:17 to go in the third. They cash in on the short punt by the Hawkeyes and take it 34 yards. And now they've clawed their way back a little bit in this game. 34 yards in 8 plays using 3:24. It was 20-7. That's as close as they would get. The Hawkeyes took over after the kickoff at their own 25-yard line. They drove down to the Northwestern 29 on 3rd down. Cats came up with a sack, forcing a long field goal try. And Stevens made it from 54 yards, and it was 23-7 at the end of 3. In the fourth quarter, Hawkeyes put another scoring drive together, starting on the first play of the final quarter. Petras connecting on three straight passes to Nico Reganey, one for 20 yards down to the Northwestern 29. On the next play, 24 yards down to the 5, then a two-yard toss down to the 3. The Cats' defense stiffened, though, and forced another field goal try. Stevens, a 25-yarder, to make it 26-7. Cats would punt the ball back to the Hawkeyes, and a personal foul would give Iowa the ball at the Northwestern 36. They would put the finishing touches to this one on a 23-yard run on a jet sweep by Arlen Bruce. That made it 33-7. Cats got the ball with 5 minutes to go. They would put one last scoring drive together, taking the final 5 minutes and 13 seconds of the game. As Sullivan drove them down the field, they came up with just seconds to go, 7 yards away from the end zone. First and goal at the 7 with 14 seconds to go. You know these guys like to get the ball in the end zone.
Absolutely.
Down 33-7. Here's the snap, and Sullivan looking, scrambling left. Clock running now. Now he throws to the end zone. Wide open touchdown. Raymond Nyro on the reception on the final play of the game with time running out. His second touchdown reception of the season, and the Wildcats get on the board. They didn't even kick the extra point. Time had expired. Sullivan with his second touchdown pass of the day, fourth of his career. Sullivan finished up with a career-high 159 yards pass. Of course, a lot of that came on that final drive, a drive which covered 75 yards in 15 plays, and the Wildcats finished up the game with 177 yards of offense, 159 passing, 18 net yards rushing. Sullivan was sacked 7 times in this one.